Welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, where we turn your book ideas into powerful, life-changing books that create more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and in this podcast, we explore the journey of writing, publishing, and turning your ideas into a best-selling book that makes a real difference. Whether you're an ambitious entrepreneur, a passionate coach, or an emerging expert, this podcast is your go-to resource for turning your vision into a book that makes a lasting impact. Join me as we dive into the strategies, insights, and stories that will help bring your book idea to life. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Idea to Impact podcast, the podcast that helps coaches, consultants, business owners, and experts like you write, publish, and launch your nonfiction book that creates more impact, income, and influence in your industry. I'm Blake DeVos, and today we're going into something that could literally change the trajectory of your business and of your brand in the next 6 months. So this episode is called Why Publishing a Book is the Smartest Move You Can Make in 2025. And I'm going to show you exactly why the book you've been sitting on, whether it's just an idea in your head or you're 10 pages into your Google Doc, is your biggest untapped business asset. So let's get into it. Now I want to set the scene for you. We are in an era of content overload. So we're being sold to 24/7 basically. Everyone's an expert, everyone has a funnel, everyone's on social media. But what separates people from who get looked at, from the people who actually get listened to, is authority. And here's what I've learned from coaching authors and publishing books. There's no faster way to build perceived authority than publishing a high quality, powerful book. Now I say high quality for a reason, because we've all seen those, I wrote a book in 5 days using ChatGPT kind of stuff, but that's not what we're talking about here. I am talking about a strategic, intentional, and story-driven book that does three things: that solves a specific problem, that aligns with your expertise, and that positions you as the go-to in your niche. Because when you have a book, when you have that kind of book, you instantly shift from just another coach or another consultant to, oh my God, they wrote the book on this. And that shift opens doors. It elevates your brand. And more importantly, it builds trust with the people you're here to serve. Now, I want to talk about what happens internally when you become an author, because this part doesn't get talked about enough. Of course, we love the external results of, you know, more impact, more income, more influence, but one of the most powerful transformations I see in clients, and I've lived it myself, is writing a book forces you to get clear, not just on what you know, but how you communicate it, who it's for, and why it matters. When I was writing the Six Pillars of Rewarding Life, I wasn't just writing out content. I was refining my identity. I was figuring out what I believed, what I had lived through, the experiences I had, and how I could turn those lessons into something useful for someone else. And let me tell you, the clarity spills into everything. Your marketing becomes sharper, your confidence skyrockets, your message becomes unmistakable, and your energy changes and people feel it. You stop playing small because now you've documented your value, and that's the kind of transformation most experts aren't getting from a LinkedIn post or from a YouTube video. So the one thing a book does is that personal ROI, the personal return on investment of becoming an author. You gain so much clarity, and that changes honestly the trajectory of your life as well. So that is the personal side of things. Now I want to switch gears into the business impact, because yes, books do feel good. They're legacy pieces, but let's be honest, we are also in business. You're likely coaching, consulting, speaking, trying to make an impact in your industry, or running a service-based business. So let's get into how your book directly fuels growth in that world. Firstly, it shortens your sales cycle. So if you're on calls, your book can act as that pre-sale. So someone reads your story, your process, your approach. By the time they're ready to speak to you, they've gained so much trust in you, and they're almost already 80% sold. They're not asking why you, they're saying, how do we work together? Secondly, it increases your perceived value. So authors get to charge more. That's just reality. It's just the way perception works. If you are a leadership coach and you've published a book on performance and team psychology, you immediately stand out in a sea of generalists, essentially, and people will pay for that expertise as well. Thirdly, it opens new revenue streams. So your book is that seed. It could be that seed that's planted for online programs, workshops and masterminds, even group coaching, speaking gigs as well, and corporate partnerships or government partnerships. There's so many different things that your book can attract and open up different streams of revenue inside your business as well. The key here is though to reverse engineer your book to support the ecosystem of your business, not just be that standalone project. And that's what we do inside Idea to Impact. We look at where you wanna get to so that you can become an author and open up those revenue streams as well. Now, the fourth area of the impact your book can have in your business is it can become a scalable lead magnet. So this is what I do, but you can give your book away for free, bundle it in with your offer. So whenever new authors come on board in Idea to Impact or Impact Group Publishing, we send out gift packages and they've got my books inside there as well. But you can use this as a lead magnet. So you can bundle it in with your offer, or you can use it as a tripwire, which is essentially just a low-cost way of getting someone into your world. Now, here's a real example. So you can use that book to create the trust, create the connection, and to generate leads inside your business as well. Now, here's one of the things that when I have conversations with aspiring authors, I always hear, but Blake, isn't it all been said before? Now, it's probably the most common fear that I do hear. People say, oh, there are already books on this topic. What's the point of having another one? I mean, there are heaps of books on how to actually write and become an author. But, you know, what makes my book unique is it's unique to me. The truth is, it has been said before. You're not there to revolutionize a new niche, a new industry, but it hasn't been said by you in your way, with your voice, from your lens. And that's exactly what people are buying into when they buy your book. They're buying you. They get to know you, the person behind the book. They want your interpretation, your methodology, your tone, your take, and how you can solve their problem. Think about this. There's thousands of cookbooks, but you still buy the ones from Jamie Oliver or the chefs that you trust. There are hundreds of fitness books, but you still read the ones that speak to your lifestyle. There's so many personal development books, but you follow the ones with the stories that resonate. So if you've been holding off because you think it's all been done, I want you to reframe it, flip it. Just know that it's validation that there is a market. It is now your job to show up and lead it. And I know that you might be thinking, why now, not someday? Because let's be honest for a second, if you have been thinking about writing a book for 6 months or 6 years, and it's still sitting in the shelf of your mind, ask yourself this: what would it feel to finally finish it? To hold that book in your hands, to see your name on the cover, your words on the page, a voice in the page, and your message out in the world. Now flip it. Ask yourself, what happens if you keep putting it off? How many people don't hear what you have to say? And how much revenue do you leave on the table because you're not ready? Now, most of the experts I work with could write a powerful draft in 45 to 60 days if they had the right structure, support, and accountability. You don't need 6 hours a day to write a book. You don't need to lock yourself in a cabin for a year. You just need a clear plan and one focused hour a day with consistency. And that's what we help people do inside Idea to Impact. It's a framework that works. So I'm going to break this down into a five-part framework. Part number one is to know your why. It is to really find that purpose of writing a book, because this book needs to align with your business goals and your personal mission. Is your book there to drive leads? Is it there to establish authority? Is it there to launch something new? Is it there to really just make an impact in your industry? Your why determines your how. So when you figure that why out, the how you're going to get this done becomes so much easier. So that is purpose. The second part is the problem. So you need to know who your book is for. And this is where you got to get super clear on your ideal reader. What pain are they in? What transformation are they craving? Your book is not for everyone. It is for someone. So you need to write for that someone. Thirdly, positioning. So you need to differentiate yourself. What makes your take unique? Is it your life experience? Is it your story, your framework, your tone? There's so many different parts of you that are going to make this book so powerful. You don't need to be loud though. You just need to be clear. The fourth part to this framework is a pathway. So you need to give people steps. So great books don't inspire, they guide, they instruct. So map out your process, break it down into stages, and show people how to move forward, because you don't want to overwhelm your reader. And one of the biggest problems I see when people go ahead and write books is things are too overwhelming for the person reading. Things are all clunky, there's no proper progress, there's no transformation towards it. You need to create the most simplest pathway for that reader that you're going to join them on. So that's why it's important to map out your process and break it all down. And finally, the fifth part of this framework is promotion. So you need to launch with intention. This is where most published authors go wrong. They write a great book and then they hide it. You need a clear launch plan. You need a launch team. You need podcast interviews, maybe even a little mini tour. Now, we walk our clients through this step by step, and there's also a whole framework inside Idea to Impact as well, because after your launch, your book becomes that core piece of your marketing machine as well. So what happens next? Now, here's the thing, you can keep waiting until the conditions are perfect, or you can decide that your story, your expertise, and your message deserves to be out in this world, this year, not next year, not when things slow down now. Because when you publish a book, you don't gain readers, you gain leverage. So here's my challenge for you. Choose to become an author in the next 6 months, not because it's easy, but because it's worth it and because you've made it this far in listening to this episode. And if you want help doing that, from outlining to editing to launching, all that kind of stuff, that's what we do inside Idea to Impact. But if that's not for you right now, what I do want you to do is book in a 30-minute Idea to Outline implementation call, and I'll personally help you create your entire book outline in 30 minutes, because that's what's going to get you excited to start writing. So I will put that in the show notes in the link below. Please do that, book in that Idea to Outline implementation call, because it's going to get you excited to actually write, and you're going to be able to see your book outline take shape, and you're going to get super clear in your message. So thanks for joining me on this episode. Until next time, I will chat to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you're ready to take your book idea to the next level and make a real impact, check out the show notes for a direct link to our Idea to Impact program. You'll find everything you need to know about how we can help you turn your book idea into a best-selling book. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people on the journey to becoming an author. Until next time, we'll catch you on the next one.